gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into the show. This is the second segment of hour number one on this absolutely wonderful Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Let's get Dr. Jeff connected into the show this morning. We apologize for the technical difficulties there in the first segment. Computer had to be reset right in the middle of the music intro. So greatly appreciate you guys texting me and letting me know what was going on. But we're going to get things rolling here this morning. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information, lots of discussion. Izzy Lyman's going to be on in the second hour giving a field report about the border and Mexico. So, but we have morning, Jeff.
Morning.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about an issue you brought up actually 2 weeks ago when we were on the radio together. And I don't understand this exact phraseology that you're referring to. Can you explain to the audience basically when you talk about and mention environmental enrichment, what exactly are you talking about?
Well, what we're talking about is, and this is something they do a lot in zoos, because now you take animals, and especially in zoos, you have wild animals that are used to traveling and being very busy, and now we are now containing them in a, you know, an enclosure. And what the zookeepers will do is they will do things to keep their mind engaged, okay? Like, for instance, with the bears, okay? So they'll have the bears in the inside holding pen. The zookeepers will go out, and instead of feeding them, instead of just, you know, like throwing it on the ground or whatever, they'll go ahead and they'll actually hide the food in logs and in different places throughout the enclosure, so that when the bears come out, they have to actually go and look for the food. Okay. And our pets, although they're domesticated, so they're not animal, you know, they're not wild, but they still, you know, still need to keep the mind active, particularly in cats in the United States. You know, we have, you know, the vast majority of our cats are indoor cats, and at that point, you know, they're not doing a lot of their normal predatory or exploratory behavior. And sometimes when that happens, they can get bored and then they can become destructive. Goes with dogs, too. Worst thing in the world is a bored, smart dog, because they will figure out a way how to entertain themselves. So what we do there is we'll go ahead, and there's lots of things that you can do with having different levels of you know, cat towers so that they can climb up, climb down, and you know, do a lot of that kind of behavior. And also with feeding, too, instead of, or with treats, there's ways that you can do that where that they have to actually do some natural behavior, like reaching into holes and investigating and, like, even hiding treats. I would do that with my dogs. I would actually hide treats and the cushions and stuff like that, and then let them in the room and then tell them, sure, okay, you know, go find, because then that uses a lot of their behavior.
Now, so, on that point, is it then you're saying an opportunity, for example, Mr. Snoop goes out to go to the bathroom. He comes back. He gets a small treat. Mm-hmm. You're a good boy. You went outside. You did your business. But most importantly, he came back.
Yeah. Yep.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
We live on the golf course. We have deer in the backyard. You know, he's got squirrels that he loves to flush up trees. But, you know, that's kind of something I've done to reinforce him. Okay, go outside, do your business. But when you come back, you get awarded. Is that something, should I break that cycle? Is that maybe something, an opportunity to give him a different environmental, you know, response or dealing with the treats? Should I wait a second or two? Should I be sitting in my chair versus standing over by the bone box? Are those things you're talking about breaking behavior?
Well, not necessarily like that. I'm not really trying to break behavior, too. What you're describing is basically training,
okay?
Which is good. I would continue to do what you're doing. This is where, like, we have to leave for the day. We work, and they're left at home, and, you know, there ain't nothing to do. And that's usually when the dogs get bored, and then they start chewing up stuff. They get into things. They bark. And there's things that – so this environmental enrichment is kind of things to do like when we have to leave our animal alone for a period of time, you know, because right. we have to work or whatever like that. There's one thing with the dogs is what's called a Buster Cube. And what this is, it's a little cube, and there's little holes in the side, and you can go ahead and you fill it with kibble or treat or whatever. And in order to get it out, they have to roll the cube around, and a little bit of kibble will fall out as it rolls around. So they actually have to kind of work for their treat. It keeps them engaged, keeps them mentally engaged. They have to figure out, you know, problem solve, you know, okay, there's food in here. I know there's food in here because I can smell the food in here. Right. Now, how do I get the food out? And then they'll try this, try that, and try different things. And like I said, it just keeps their brain working too. If you go to the ASPCA site, they've got a whole slew of things that you can do for cats and dogs along that same lines with this environmental enrichment thing. And especially with cats and things like that, they have one thing, they call it a reach feeder. And what you do is you take like a little box and take a, you know, like a whole box, all right, and you cut little holes in it and you put a little paper, like toilet paper tube down in there. And then so that it holds it vertically, almost kind of looks like a whack-a-mole thing.
Sure.
Put the treats down in the bottom of the tubes because cats naturally – and, you know, instinctively want to reach into little holes and pull stuff out, you know, because they're hunters. They hunt rodents and things like that. So sure. What this will do is this will, there's a treat in there. I have to get it out. And then they figure out, oh, I got to put my paw down in here and grab it and pull it up. Things like that. And with the new TV sets, even leaving on, there actually are now channels, at least on my Roku, that are specifically dedicated to cats and dogs that get left home because they can watch the TV. Now, you and I probably remember when people used to tell us that, oh, dogs can't see TV, cats can't see TV. Well, back in that day, that was probably true because you have what's called, it's called a flicker fusion rate. This is, and that's how a TV set works. And in a human, if we see more than, if they flash more than 60 pictures, I think it's 60 in a human, 60 pictures on the screen repetitively in a second, we view that as continuous motion. Okay, all the images fuse together. That's how TVs work.
Sure.
Well, with the newer monitors, now that we're not on the old cathode ray tubes and the TVs that weigh 800 pounds, you know.
Right.
Back in the 80s, nobody stole our TV sets. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
But with the newer ones, especially with some of these newer monitors and stuff like that, the refresh rate is so fast because cats and dogs have a higher flicker fusion rate. I think it's like, I should know this, but I'm kind of remembering. I think it's like around 100 or so, 120 images per second, or hertz is what they'll call it. That's how many images per second. Once it hits that one, they can now see the images. And I think that's why now, even with my dogs and my cats on our TV set, and we don't even have like a super expensive, you know, 4K set either.
Right.
And they can watch that, or on some of like the iPads or the small tablets where you can see videos of these cats like hitting the goldfish on the iPad or something like that. That's why they can see that, is because now our technology has advanced to the point where they can start watching these things.
So if you pull up a YouTube channel that's a live animal feed for 11 hours or whatever, that this could be an electronic babysitter, you're saying.
Yeah, gives them something to look at. They can hear the birds, and they'll have channels like that. One of our clinic cats actually will sit on, when we have him out, I'm in here working on the computer, he chases my mouse on the computer around. But that's the same thing, because I got a little bit higher end monitor. Yeah, he can see it because the refresh rate is so fast.
Interesting. Yep. So technology has finally caught up to our dog and cat species.
Yep.
Is basically what you're saying. That is great. Yep. Well, one thing, I got a text message that says, now we got a new TV last year. It's a smart TV. And now our dog is sitting on the couch next to my wife actually watching TV now. Is that the reason for it?
Yep, that's it. Yep,
unbelievable.
That's exactly why. If you remember way back, some of my Gen X people out there, if you ever had a video, you know, the old VHS big honking video cameras and you were videotaping Christmas morning and then you passed it across the TV set and then you went back and watched it, you could see the image because sometimes it usually wasn't in sync between, you know, the camera and the TV set. You could see almost sometimes see the picture half there.
Right.
Just the way that those, you know, old, that old technology worked. Yeah. With the new ones, you know, even our cats and stuff, sometimes you have a squirrel on there or something like that. And
yeah,
they'll
jump up to attention. Yep. Yep. So. I got a picture from Jimmy Rieger over in Onaway. It's his cat sitting on the, it looks like a table below their big TV that's mounted on the wall.
Yep.
He's got a picture of his cat watching Newsmax.
Oh.
And he's got people are moving, soldiers are walking, and the cat's just sitting there entertaining himself. So interesting. So it's a good thing to change up the environment and give them some things to think about a little bit differently to break up the chaos, especially, you know, with this weather and being, you know, in the house all the time this winter. Yep. They get log cabin fever just like we do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And even then, you can do things like, you know, during the summer, I mean, the winter, with cats inside, put a bird, you know, they have like these window bird feeders now, or put a bird feeder close to the window. Cats will come up. They can watch what's going on. It can keep them safe. Now, the other thing, too, with toys, but you want to do, and this works on, and actually a little hint, this works on kids, too, rotate the toys. All right. So if you have a bunch of toys, only have three or four out for maybe a week or so. They'll play with those, pull those back, put three or four different ones out, and you can keep rotating them through.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's like when all of a sudden, you know, you never played with stuff as a kid until you had to clean your room and you found something. I haven't played with it. Now you spend, you know, it's like as a kid, for 10% was actually spent the time cleaning my room, and 90% was spent playing with the stuff I found, you know.
Dave Ageham is babysitting his son's dog. He said, I'm training him to sniff out rhinos. A little bit different situation there. Jeff, I want to give out the phone number. Sure. Sioux Animal Hospital is 906-635-5910. Again, 906-635-5910. Store that in your phone. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back. This